奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share with you.
我们早上提到主耶稣的死里复活。
This morning we talked about Jesus who had risen from the dead.
是我们这个福音的中心点。
Which is a very central point for our gospel.
主耶稣死里复活，成为信徒睡了之人的初熟果子。
And Lord Jesus Christ had resurrected and become that first fruit for the believers.
那么信靠他的人也会跟着一起复活。
So that those who believe in him will also resurrect with him.
主耶稣死里复活是2000年的发生的以前发生的事情。
Jesus' resurrection had occurred 2000 BC.
但是呢，对我们每一个人将来从要死了再复活，成为一个基础
But it is a basis because for every one of us who will resurrect in the future.
我们如果信耶稣的话，那么将来也会复活。
If we believe in Jesus, then in the future we will also resurrect.
那我们可以到天堂去。
And we can go to heaven.
但是没有信耶稣，再活了就要受审判就要到地狱去。
But if we do not believe in Jesus, then we will not resurrect, but we will be judged and eventually enter hell.
那我们就进一步来讲这个死人复活的事情。
So we will go one step farther to talk about the dead who have risen.
很多人就会想到，到底复活是我什么东西复活了？
Many people might wonder, well, in resurrection, what part of me is resurrected?
我复活以后像什么东西？
What am I like when I resurrect?
到底是我的灵魂复活，还我的身体也复活吗？
Is it that my body is resurrecting along with my soul?
我复活的样子会像什么？
What is the image of me when I resurrect?
是我年轻的时候，还是年老的时候？
Is it when I was young or when I have aged?
到底我们有没有人际关系呢？
Well, we have human relationships.
我们来看，先看哥林多前书十五章。
First, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
十五章三十五节。
Chapter 15, verse 35.
哥林多前书十五章三十五节。
First Corinthians 15:35.
或有人问死人怎样复活，带着什么样的身体来呢？有人就问了到底复活以后带着什么身体呢？
So someone had asked, what body do they come?
我们看四十四节。
Let's look at verse 44.
十五章四十四节。
15 verse 44.
所中的是血气的身体，复活是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，必有灵性的身体。所以这很清楚的复活了是灵性的身体。
So here it clearly says that resurrection is a spiritual body.
第一个身体复活。
First, the body.Lives again.
没有讲魂复活，灵魂复活。
It does not say that the soul is living.
但是呢，复活不是我们这个血气的样子，不是我们这种肉身现在的样子。
But when you resurrect, it is not like the physical image of us in the flesh.
是灵性的身体。
It is a spiritual body.
灵性的身体是什么东西呢？
But what is a spiritual body?
这个我们很难知道。
It is very hard for us to understand.
只有主耶稣复活过。
Only Lord Jesus has resurrected.
复活以后，他跟门徒有四十天之久。
And after he had resurrected, he was with his apostles for more than 40 days.
讲解神国的事情。
And discussing things of God's kingdom.
我们从圣经里面读到主耶稣复活，有一些事情让我们可以去想，试着想，我们将来灵性复活是一个怎么样子。
And from Jesus' resurrection, after his resurrection, then we can have a brief idea about what it is like.
我们来看路加福音二十四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章提到主耶稣已经复活了。
And Luke chapter 24 says that Jesus has risen.
那跟门徒显现。
And he appeared to the disciples.
我们来看三十六节。
Let's look at verse 36.
到四十三节。
243.
这是他用灵性的身体，灵性的身体跟门徒在一起相处。
So he was with his disciples through his spiritual body.
路加福音二十四章三十六节。
Luke 24 verse 36.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说：“ 愿你们平安。三十七节。
37。
他们却惊慌害怕，以为看所看见的是魂。38节。
38。
耶稣说：你们为什么愁烦呢？为什么心里起疑念呢？39节。
39。
你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道了，实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无肉，无骨无肉。你们看我是有的。40节。
40。
说了这话，就把手脚给他们看。41节。他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说：你们在这里有什么吃的没有？42节。
42。
他们便给他一片烧鱼。43节。他接过来在他们面前吃了。主耶稣跟他们在一起。
So Lord Jesus was with them.
当然最重要是讲论神国的事了。
Most importantly to talk about things of God's kingdom.
但是他到底是那个哪一种身体呢？
But what type of body was he?
主耶稣说：我有骨有肉。
Lord Jesus said that I have bone and flesh.
我们只能这样子知道就好了。你来摸摸看。
And if we just say hear this, then it is enough, and you can come to touch.
魂没有骨没有肉。
A soul does not have bone or flesh.
那这个有灵体是有骨有肉。
But this spiritual body has bone and flesh.
主耶稣还要叫他门徒来摸摸看。
And Jesus had told his disciples to handle him.
第二个，他还可以吃鱼。
He could also eat fish.
他可以吃，也可以不要吃。
He could choose to eat or not eat.
还有呢，他门徒在房间呢，他突然之间就出现了。
And also, as the disciples were in a room, then all of a sudden Jesus had appeared.
换句话说，灵体没有空间的限制。
In other words, a spiritual body does not have boundaries of time or space.
它可以像我们一样做正常的事。
It can do same things as us.
也不需要做那样的事情。
But they do not have to.
不被限制住。
They are not limited.
我们这个血气的肉体啊，血气的身体啊，一天要吃三餐，你就不吃，你就肚子饿，你没办法。
For our body that has the flesh, we need to eat 3 meals a day. If we don't take 3 meals, then we feel hunger.
灵体没有这样子的限制。
This is not limited. This is not the limitations that a spiritual body has.
我们再来看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
22章。
Chapter 22.
马太福音22章。
Matthew chapter 22.
这里也是在讲，这有人在问啊，这个复活的身体。
This was also when someone had asked about the body that resurrected.
22章23节一直到。33节
Chapter 22 from verse 23 to 33.
因为当时候呢，在宗教界里面有法利赛人，还有撒都盖人。
Because at the time in the field of religion, there were the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
那尤其这个撒都盖人呢，大部分都是地位比较高的甚至于像祭司这些人。
The Sadducees were like priests, and they had higher statuses.
但是他们不相信有复活的事。
But they did not believe in resurrection.
那他们故意来问主耶稣。
So they came to ask Jesus on purpose.
他说有一个女人呐，她生前呐，因为先嫁一个丈夫又死了，那弟弟又娶她，连续有七个人跟她结婚过。
And because they had said that there was a woman who had different spouses. After the spouses had died one by one.
那么现在你说有复活，那么她复活是谁的太太啊？
But if you say that there is resurrection, then when she has resurrected, whose wife is she?
她想用这样子来就访问主耶稣，让主耶稣就没有话讲。
They want to ask Jesus this so that Jesus would not have anything to say.
来说没有人没有复活。
To say that there is no resurrection.
那主耶稣怎么回答？
But how did Jesus answer?
马太福音22章的29节。
Matthew 22 verse 29.
29节。
Verse 29.
耶稣回答说：“你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。”30节。
30.
当复活的时候，也不娶，也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。这里主耶稣又讲了一个奥秘。
So here Jesus has described another mystery.
灵性的身体啊，有骨有肉。
A spiritual body has bone and flesh.
又可以吃东西。
And it can eat.
但是没有婚姻关系。
But there is no marital relations.
人际关系好像不见了。
It seems that human relationships have disappeared.
所以到时候出现了，到时候我们再复活了，虽然知道 哎，以前我们是夫妻，但是现在是个体了。
So when we after we have resurrected, even though we might see that we were once married to other people, but that relationship has disappeared.
哎，我们好像天使一样。
We are like angels.
哎，我们都敬拜神。
We are worshiping God.
哎，从一个角度来看。
From a certain viewpoint.
哎，所有他属的人都是基督的新娘太太。讲难听，讲直接的，就是基督的妻子。
All of these people are now brides of Christ.
哎，好像人际之间的关系没有了。
But the human relationships have disappeared.
所以这个复活到底会怎么样呢？
So what will happen during this resurrection?
哎，复活的身体是怎么样呢？
What is the body like after resurrection?
哎，耶稣他自己复活，他显现出来，告诉我们，哎，这些事情。
Lord Jesus himself had resurrected to tell us about this.
哎，那这个复活啊，尤其是对信主的人。
And this resurrection is especially for those who believe in the Lord.
哎，保罗在哥林多前书就继续讲，讲得更清楚。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians had gone further to be clearer.
哎，复活的身体，这个灵体，跟生前这个血气的身体差很多。
The spiritual body after resurrection is very different from the physical body before resurrection.
哎，保罗想，而且只有用灵性的身体才能够承受那个不朽坏的天国。
And Paul had also said that only with that spiritual body can one inherit the kingdom of heaven.
哎，那这个血气的身体没有办法承受这个天国。
But this physical body of flesh cannot inherit that heavenly kingdom.
哎，所以我们不要窝里啊，不要烦恼，我长得丑还长得矮还怎么样，都不需要管啊。
So you do not have to worry about your physical appearance if there are any flaws.
哎，你有一个，换句话说，一个信徒，这到时候换了一个身体，哎，但是你知道你是谁，你也知道对方是谁，大概是这样。
It is as if a believer has gone to another body, a different type of body, but you still know who that person is.
而且信主的人，这个身体有不同。
Also, for those who believe in the Lord, there are differences between the bodies.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
啊，我们来看哈，这个，我们从这个第四十节好了啊，第四十节。
From verse 40.
有天上的形体，也有地上的形体，但天上的形体的荣光是一样，地上的形体的荣光又是一样。四十一节。
Verse 41.
日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，心有心的荣光，这心和心的荣光也有分别。四十二节，使人复活也是这样的，啊，使人复活也是一样，跟日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，心也比心和世间的荣光也不一样。
So the resurrection, it differs like how there is one glory of the sun and another of the moon and another of the stars.
换句话说，信徒死里复活以后，他的荣光有不同。
In other words, that after resurrection, the believer's glory is different.
哎，我们可以很容易的就明白啦。
Then we can easily understand.
哎，像旧约的古圣徒啦，摩西啦，啊，这个这些先知啦，啊，以赛亚啦，亚伯拉罕啦，他们当然很大的荣光啊。
For example, the ancient saints or the prophets from the Old Testament, such as Moses or Abraham, they have great glory.
哎，像新约里面那些门使徒啦，为主耶稣甚至殉道啦，彼得啦，约翰啦，啊，保罗啦，当然是有很大的荣光啦。
And for the disciples in the New Testament, such as Peter, Paul, or others who have been martyrs for God, and they will also be very glorious.
哎，保罗讲啊，我们要努力。
And Paul has said that we need to strive.
神给我公义的冠冕。
That God has given me this righteous crown.
很大的荣光。
And a great glory.
哎，这种的荣光，这种的荣耀，神也要给那些羡慕的人。
And this type of a glorious light is also going, and God would also like to give this to people who would like to receive it.
所以是勉励我们要在主里面要好好的做主的工作。
This is to encourage us that we need to work hard for God.
哎，所以将来灵性的身体也有不同的层次。
So that in the future for the spiritual bodies that belong to God, they have different levels.
哎，在 在启示录啊第四章第五章看到天国的蓝图。
In Revelation chapters 4 and 5, we can see a map of the heaven.
Blueprint.
A blueprint of heaven.
中间就是一个宝座，还有一个坐宝座的，就是神了。
In the center, there is one who is on a throne, and it is God.
有24位长老。
And there are 24 elders.
坐在24个宝座上。
Sitting on 24 thrones.
每一个人都有冠冕。
And everyone has a crown.
又有四活物。
And there are also four living creatures.
在周围有点上下。
That are surrounding and above and below.
然后还有很多的天使。
There are also many angels.
很多很多的人。
And many, many people.
还有很多受造之物。
And many creatures.
我们可以看出来一层一层的。
So we can see that there are different levels.
当然这个只是我们一种形容啦，在灵里面怎么知道呢？这个我们只能够用物质界来去形容它将来的情形。
This is, of course, still just a description for us to understand, but it is much different in the spiritual.
那保罗继续讲啊，再来比较，我们现在这个身体跟将来的灵性的身体有不同在哪里
？So Paul continues to say, what is different between our physical body now and the spiritual body after resurrection?
我们再看四十二节。
Let's look at verse 42.
哥林多前书十五章四十二节。
First Corinthians 15 verse 42.
使人复活也是这样，所种的。是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。四十三节，
43.
所种的是羞辱的，复活是荣耀的；所种的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的。四十四节，
44.
所种的是血气的身体，复活是灵性的身体。啊，若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。啊，它是这个种啊，种就是我们这个肉体这个身体啊，种下去埋下去，出活起来了。活起来就变成灵性的身体了。
When it says sown, it means when the bodies have been buried, but then raised after resurrection.
我们很知道这个血气的身体会朽坏的，会坏的。
We know that the natural body is going to perish.
你尸体埋上去，埋下去一两年就可能都不见了，肉体都不见了。
If you bury a corpse, maybe after one or two years, it will completely decompose.
就是坏掉了，会坏的。
Because it is going to perish.
这个身体很多的羞辱，做错的事情。
And this body has done, has committed many mistakes.
我们带有肉体就有软弱。
If we are flesh, then we are weak.
而且我们有血气。
And we have this
flesh. 血气就是自己的意见。
This flesh is our own opinions.
就很强啊，这种意见很强。
Which is very strong.
那复活的就是不朽坏的，永远活下去了。
When we have risen and resurrected, then we will never die.
是荣耀的。
And we are glorious.
是强壮的。
Strong.
是灵性的身体。
And a spiritual body.
这个身体很重要。
This body is very important.
看五十节啊，看五十节。
Let's look at verse 50.
十五章五十节。
15 verse 50.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，说血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的啊。是五十一节。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是要改变。五十二节。
52.
就在一霎时、眨眼之间、号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变啊。我们也要改。五十三节。
53.
我们这朽坏的要改变成不朽坏的，这必死的要变成必不死的。五十四节。
54.
这必坏的既然变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那时候经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。这个血气的，我们要了解这个血气的身体跟灵性的身体的不同。
We need to understand the difference between the body of flesh and spirit.
最重要的是要承受这个将来的天国。
What is most important is that one will inherit the heavenly kingdom.
我们这个身体没有办法进天国的。
Our body and flesh cannot enter heaven.
因为那个是不朽坏的国度。
Because that is a kingdom that is incorruptible.
我们这个身体会朽坏的，进不到那个不朽坏的。
But our body is going to corrupt and eventually enter the
incorruptible. 所以保罗在这里讲了一个奥秘。
So Paul here has said about a mystery.
我们虽然死了啊，就圣经里面说信徒死了是睡觉。
And even though we have died, or what is written for the disciples is that they have fallen asleep.
它会改变的。
They will change.
什么改变啊？
what kind of change?
你的身体改变了。
Your body is going to change.
血气的身体变成灵性的身体。
The natural body is changing to a spiritual body.
哎，朽坏朽坏的变成不朽坏的了。
It is going from corruptible to incorruptible.
哎，再进一步讲，会死的变成不死的了。
And to go one step further, that the mortal will become immortal.
哎，保罗讲了这么多，要讲一句话，最后一句话。
Paul is saying all this in the end to say one last thing.
死被得胜吞灭了。
That death will be overcome by victory.
我们成为灵性身体的时候
，when we enter this body,
证明死已经被我们已经胜过死了。
When we have entered the spiritual body, then it proves that death has been swallowed, and we have no longer died.
哎，那就所以了解这个灵性的身体很重要。
It is very important to understand the spiritual body.
现在我们还有这个血气的身体啊。
Right now, we still have this body of flesh.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章那里讲。
So that Paul in Romans chapter 8 has said,
我们今天有得救的盼望。
Today we have that hope of salvation.
但是我们还带着这个血气的身体。
But we still have this body of flesh.
我们还是很软弱。
We are still very weak.
我们而且还是在这个血气的身体里面啊，在怎么哀声叹气啊。
We are still living in the flesh and still sighing.
哎，所以你当信徒有时候哀声叹气，不要觉得很失望。
So sometimes if you feel like as a believer you have many sighs, do not lose hope.
因为这个肉体是软弱的。
Because this flesh is weak.
哎，那我们还时间还不到，所以不能够变成灵性的身体。
Because the time has not yet come, so we cannot become the spiritual body.
所以保罗就说，你就要忍耐盼望。
So that Paul has said that you need to persevere and have hope.
那这时候信心就出来了。
And from this, then faith will come.
这个叫做信心。
And this is called faith.
信心就是没有看见的，我已经实在了。
Faith is believing in what you cannot see.
哎，将来你这个血气的身体要变成灵性的身体。
And in the future, your flesh will turn into a spiritual body.
你就成为不朽坏的了。
And you'll become something that's incorruptible.
你就得胜了死了。
And you will have victory over death.
因为你得胜死，你就跟耶稣一起活下去了。
Because you have victory over death, and you can live with Christ.
哎，这个复活的身体啊，和复活的奥秘，非常的奥秘。
And this resurrection of the body is a great mystery.
哎，我们没有一个人能够真正去体会到，真正去经验过。
No one can truly experience this.
啊，当然，圣经记载的主耶稣了，他有灵性的身体。
The Bible had recorded about Jesus' spiritual body.
哎，但是我们可以从那里揣摩得一点知道。
So that we can have a brief understanding.
哎，但是对我们来讲是很大的盼望。
But for us, it is a very great hope.
哎，信徒将来要改变，成为灵性的身体。
Believers will change in the future to become spiritual bodies.
哎，而且按照个人所做的功夫，要同得不同的奖赏。
And according to the different works that each has done, then they will receive different rewards.
哎，当然这个是假设这个信徒是得救的。
Of course, this is assuming that the believer is saved.
什么叫做得救？
What does it mean to be saved?
哎，最后的得救了啊。
The final salvation.
哎，我们教会讲的得救跟其他教会讲的不一样。
The salvation that our church discusses is different from other churches.
哎，我们是讲最后。
We are talking about in the end.
哎，我们永远一直努力，哎，到断气的那一刻。
That we are always working hard until the moment of our last breath. 哎，
最后是怎么样决定？
What is, how is it determined in the end?
我们看启示录。
Let's look at Revelations.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章，十一节到十五节。
20 verse 11 to verse 15.
哎。我们先读十一节，好。
Verse 11.
这是末日的审判。
It's the judgment in the end days.
或者叫做白色的大宝座的审判。
It's also called the Great White Throne Judgment.
哎，十一节。
Verse 11.
啊，我又看见一个白色的大宝座和坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避了，再无可见之处。十二节。
12.
我又看见死的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照着他们所行的受审判。我们就十三节。我们于是海交中其中的死人，死亡啊阴间也交中其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。十四节。
14.
死亡啊阴间也被扔在火湖， 这火湖就是第二次的死。十五节
15.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里面。啊，根据哪里？根据我们的名字有没有在生命册上。
It is according to whether or not our name is in the book of life.
哎，生命册在将来审判的时候会展开。
In the time of judgment, the book of life will open.
而且还有一大堆书啊，一大堆书卷啊，是有关于我们的行为的，所以我们有时候就讲行为册。
There are also many books that are related to your actions, so sometimes you might call it a book of deeds.
行为根据你的行为来受审判。
And it is, you will also be judged according to your actions.
但是更重要的是说，你的名字有没有在生命册上？
But what is most important is whether or not your name is in the book of life.
大家都从死里复活了。
After everyone has resurrected from the dead.
但是看看你的名字，看看我们的名字有没有在生命册上。
We have to see whether or not our name is in the book of life.
这个是最要紧的了。
This is what is most crucial.
主耶稣有一次传福音呢，差遣七十个门徒出去。
Once when Jesus was preaching the gospel, he had sent out 70 disciples.
回来以后，那七十个人很高兴。
And when they had returned, all 70 disciples were very happy.
他告诉主耶稣说：“哦，我们出去传福音，连鬼都服我们了。”
And they told Jesus that when we have preached the gospel, even the demons had submitted to us.
主耶稣告诉他们。
And Lord Jesus told them,
你还没有出去传福音，我叫你去传的时候，之前呢、啊，你是我已经给你赶鬼的权柄了。
Before I have even sent you out to preach the gospel, I have given you the power to cast out demons.
没有一个邪灵、邪恶的灵可以胜过你们。
And no evil spirit can overcome you.
这是很大的应许。
This is a very great promise.
这是对神、神对他所用人的一个很大的应许。
This is a great promise from God to people who would like to work for Him.
我们信主了。我们做工做神的工啊，要绝对的相信。
If we believe in the Lord and we want to do His work, we need to have belief in very much.
你就会体会到神给你这么大的属灵的权柄。
And then you can experience the great authority that is given to you in the Spirit.
主耶稣自己讲的。
Because Lord Jesus has said.
所以不要小看呐、啊，你所从。教会给你所安排的一个小小的工作。
You should never underestimate the smallest amount of work that is given to you by a church.
神借着教会给你工作，不是那些教会的人给你的，是神给你的。既然神给你的，他就给你属灵的权柄。
The work that God has given you through church is not given in vain by people, but it is for God to give you a spiritual authority.
但是当我们体验到属灵的权柄的时候，
But when we experience that spiritual authority,
好，比如说我们去传福音很有果效。
For example, if we preach the gospel and it is very effective.
我们祷告很有果效。
When we pray, it is very effective.
我们体验到属灵的权柄。
When we experience the spiritual authority,
我们不要停留在这个属灵的权柄上面。
We cannot linger only on this authority.
或者有人就干脆注重属灵的权柄。
Or if some others may focus only on the authority.
那样子会让我们在真道上偏差了。
Because then we would deviate from the truth.
所以主耶稣告诉那七十个门徒。
So Lord Jesus told those 70 disciples.
你这个鬼服你们啊，这个你不要太高兴了。
Do not rejoice just because you can cast out demon spirits.
你要为什么高兴呢？为你的名字在天上高兴啊。
You should rejoice instead for your name being in the heaven.
我们的名字什么时候在天上？
When is our name written in heaven?
我们看以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第六节。
And verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
当我们死在过患之中的时候，以弗所书二章五节，当我们死在过患中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救本乎恩。第六节，他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。这是什么时候？
When was this?
这是我们受洗的时候。
This is when we have been baptized.
我们受洗就是从过患中进入到神的国度。
When we have been baptized, it is when we go from trespasses and into the kingdom of God.
罗马书第六章告诉我们，
Romans chapter 6 tells us,
我们受洗就与主同死同埋在同复活。
Once we have been baptized and we have been buried and died and then resurrected with Jesus.
而且以弗所书在这里告诉我们，
and Ephesians here tells us,
你已经坐与主基督坐在天上了，
that you have sat together with Jesus in heaven.
有人觉得说，有人这样子讲，然后这也是很有道理。天上有一个属灵的教会。
Some people have said that in heaven there is a spiritual church.
那个属神的人都在那里。
Those who belong to God also are there.
可能没有时间的。
Perhaps there is no time.
那么我们这边地上呢，洗礼一个，他就跑到上面去了。
And after we have baptized one person here on earth, then they will go to heaven.
你的生命，你的名字在那个生命册上。
Because their name is in the book of life.
当然已经过世的，那就不需要在地上了，他已经过世了嘛。
Of course, you have passed away, and you are no longer on earth. Then
我们还是活着的啦。
You go to heaven, but we are still alive.
我们的名字在天上。
Our name is in heaven.
但是我们还在地上的教会。
But we are still in this church on earth.
我们还没有完成。
We have not completed it.
神还叫我们在地上。
And God is still telling us to be on earth.
但是很重要的一点，
But one very important point is,
不要让我们在天上的名字被抹掉了。
That we cannot let our name in heaven be wiped away.
这天上的名字会被抹掉的。
Because it is possible.
有人进来受洗，后来就不来了。
There are some people who have been baptized, but then they no longer attend church.
不信了。
They no longer believe.
像这种人真的是抹掉了。
And these type of people, their names are wiped away.
有人犯死罪了。
Some people who have committed mortal sins.
那这照圣经来，他的名字被抹掉了。
Then according to the Bible, then their names are wiped away.
他们可能为神做了很多的工作。
Perhaps they have done many works for God.
但是他的名字被抹掉了。
But their names have been erased.
我们要特别想注意我们的名字在一直要在生命册上。
We need to be very cautious and make sure that our name is still in the book of life.
将来死的人在启示录二十章那里告诉我，都要站在主耶稣的面前。
And as what is written in the scriptures that those people who have resurrected in the future, they will all stand and sit with Jesus.
那神怎么审判我们？
And how will God judge us?
神用他的真理审判我们。
God is going to use His truth to judge us.
我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章，我们看第六节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 6.
我们先看第二节哈，第二章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
我们知道这样行的人，神必照着真理审判他。第六节。
Verse 6.
神必照个人的行为报应他。第七节。
Verse 7.
凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就永生报应他。唯有用结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他，将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人。先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。第十节。
Verse 10.
却将荣耀尊贵平安加给那些行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神不偏待人。神不偏待人。
God shows no partiality.
不管你是信主的不信主的。
Whether you believe or do not believe in God.
神按照你的行为来报应我们。
God is going to judge you according to your deeds.
而且按照他的真理来报应我们。
And according to his truth.
那我们在想，就是说，那如果有一个人从来没有听过耶稣的，那怎么办呢？
So we might feel that what if there is someone who has never heard of Jesus?
主耶稣一样有办法用神的法律来判断他。
And Lord Jesus can still use His laws to judge that person.
我们来看第二章。
So go chapter 2.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法的上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。十五节。
15.
这是显明律法的功用，刻在他们的心里面，他们的四分之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。十六节。
16.
就在神借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照我的福音所言。在将来神要审判的时候。
In the future, when God is going to judge,
没有接触过 耶稣的这个福音的人称为外邦人。
For the Gentiles who have never had the law that was from Jesus.
神说你自己的心就是你的律法了。
Then God has said that your heart is the law.
在这里又讲是非之心。
And also the law.
The
heart with their conscience.
可以判断对错。
Which can discern between right and wrong.
神造人跟其他动物最大不同就在这里。
This is the main difference between when God has created humans and other animals.
这个人有这种是非之心。
Because humans have a conscience.
能够在里面，这个虽然很薄弱，但是有，确实是有。
Even if it may be a weak conscience, it is still existent.
那个将来要拿出来做审判。
In the future, it will be brought out for the judgment.
什么叫是非之心？
What does it mean to have a heart of conscience?
比如说你看到一个人很可怜，倒在地上。
For example, you see that someone's very pitiful when they are lying on the ground.
你自己会生出一种很怜悯他的心。
You would have a heart of sympathy.
我有一次在一个地方在一个那个 shopping center 看到一个人，这不是在美国了看到一个人。
One time when I was not in the United States, but I saw a man in the shopping center.
那在外面不是在里面在外面那个很多商店外面的走道上有一个女人在那边走。
Outside by the areas where people were walking, there was a woman who was there.
我从来没有看过这样子可怜的人。
I have never seen such a pitiful person.
我本来觉得说，奇怪，她是躺着嘛。
I was curious and I saw that she was lying.
他是躺在地上怎么还会走呢
？She was lying on the ground, but she could still walk.
不管怎么样，他竟然就是这样子斜斜的，那就是这样慢慢走。
So she was walking or crawling at a slant.
用手脚这样子慢慢走。
Using her hands and her feet.
很多人从旁边走过去。
There are many people who had walked past her.
他当然这边挂了一个牌子啦。
And she hung, there was a sign that was hung around her neck.
就会自然的投一点钱给他。
And people would naturally put money in there.
那个是神给每一个人的是非之心呐。
That is the heart of conscience that God has given to everyone.
神要用那个来审判每一个人。
And God will use that to judge everyone.
不只是外邦人，连信主的也要一样。
Not only the Gentiles, it is the same for the believers.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
主耶稣讲了那个比喻。
Lord Jesus had talked about a parable.
他说，那个一个律法师来问主耶稣说那个我该做什么能够承受永生呢？
When a certain lawyer had asked, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
这个人很懂律法。
And he understood about the laws.
他当然知道圣经讲很清楚，要遵守十诫。
Of course, he knew that the laws had said to follow the Ten Commandments.
这种人问问题自己是专家，还要用那种很客气、假装来问人家，这是不怀好心的。
For someone like this who clearly understands the laws, but to still ask a question, then in this way, then means that they do not have good intentions.
主耶稣是神当然知道。
Lord Jesus is God, so of course he
knows. 主耶稣没有回答他。
And Jesus did not answer him.
你既然是律法师，那你知道律法是写什么？
Since Jesus knew that he is the Lord, then he asked him what is written.
他说你要尽心、尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如自己。
So the man had answered that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind.
十诫可以分作两个大部分，爱神、爱人，就是这样子而已。
Love your neighbor as yourself, and the Ten Commandments can be divided to two different parts as love God and love man.
主耶稣说，你这样行，你就会得永生了。
And Lord Jesus has said that if you do this, then you will live.
但是他不觉得主耶稣答案不合他的意。
But he didn't like this answer, and he didn't feel that it was satisfying.
他想要再追根到底。
So he wanted to ask until the end.
谁是我的邻舍？要爱他到爱邻舍如自己呢？
Who is my neighbor when it writes that you must love your neighbor as yourself?
主耶稣就做了一个比喻。
Then Lord Jesus made a
parable. 有一个人被强盗打得半死。
That there was a man who had been beaten half dead.
倒在地上。
And he was lying on the ground.
三个人经过去。
Three men had passed by.
第一个是祭司。
First is a priest.
第二个是利未人。
Second is a Levite.
这两个人都是在圣殿里面工作的人。
These two people are those who work in the temple.
换句话说，今天来讲是教会的工人。
In other words, these are church workers today.
他们从这边走过去，他们看到他就走过去了。
They saw this man and they passed him by.
可能当中的人可能讲，我等再五分钟我就要领会了。
Perhaps someone might say that in 5 minutes I need to lead a service.
哎呀，我没有时间照顾他。
That I have no time to take care of this person.
就走过去了。
So they passed him by.
因为他觉得到圣殿做的工作比救这个人还重要。
Because they would feel that their work in the temple was more important than saving this man.
第三个人是撒玛利亚人。
And the third is a Samaritan.
他是一个生意人。
He was a businessman.
他就停下来。
So he stopped.
不做生意了。
He did not do his business.
在照顾他。
But he took care of him.
安排好再走。
And then after he was done, then he left.
主耶稣问了。
And Jesus asked,
哪一个这三个哪一个是这个倒受伤的人的邻居呢？
Which of these three men was the neighbor to this, the man who was lying on the ground?
这个律法师也真有很有意思啊。
And this lawyer was very interesting.
他没有说这个撒玛利亚人。
He did not say that it was a Samaritan.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
我们来看路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10,
37节。
In verse 37.
他说是怜悯他的。
He said, he who showed mercy on him.
什么叫做怜悯啊？
What does mercy mean?
看到这个人要半死了。
That this man was seen half dead.
你自己很自然就会想要去救他。
And you would naturally want to save him.
你会放下甚至于这教会的工作去救他。
That you would even forget or take away their church work for a second.
主耶稣说，这个人真正的履行了十诫的爱人的道理。
And Jesus has mentioned that this man has done according to the Ten Commandments.
爱人的道理啊。
Which is to love man.
那两个人祭司立位的没有实行十诫的道理。
But the priest and the Levite did not do according to the teachings of the Ten Commandments.
将来审判的时候。
And in the future, in Judgment Day.
他们没有遵守诫命。
They have not obeyed the commandments.
不能得到永生。
So they cannot receive eternal life.
这个是非之心人都有。
Humans all have this heart of conscience.
信徒除了要遵守律法以外，诫命以外。
And for the believers who on top of observing the commandments.
很注意要注意你的commandments. 里面的心有没有无愧的良心。
You also need to make sure that you have a good and clear conscience.
当然没有律法，不懂圣经的人，不懂耶稣的人，神就照他里面来审判。
Of course,
心来审判。
People who do not have the law or the Gentiles, and they will be judged according to their heart.
但是信主的人
，But people who believe in the Lord,
不能说我有教会的事情就把那个拿掉。
Cannot simply say that I have church matters to deal with and ignore the people who need help.
我们两个都要去做。
We need to do both.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
我们提到死人复活。
We have mentioned the dead who have risen.
神要用真理来审判我们。
God is going to judge us according to the truth.
我们要明白神用什么标准来审判我们。
We need to understand what type of standards God has given us to judge by.
我们的心来审判我们。
And God is going to judge us according to our heart.
对信徒来讲，神不但用我们的心来审判我们。
For believers, not only are we judged according to our heart.
我们的标准更高。
We have to have a higher standard.
记载在哪里？
Where is it recorded?
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音二十五章是对我们信徒的要求。
Matthew 25 tells about the requirements for believers.
那时候都有第一节那时天国好像什么？
Verse 1.
就三个比喻。
Were then three parables.
那么这个话是对谁讲的？
Who was this mentioned to?
是在二十四章的第三节。
In chapter 24, verse 3.
主耶稣坐在橄榄山上坐着的时候，门徒暗暗来问主耶稣的，是门徒。
When Jesus had sat on the Mount Olives, and the disciples came to him privately, so Jesus was talking to his disciples.
是信主的人。
It was people who had believed.
信主的人，神怎么审判我们？
And for believers, how does God judge us?
根据这三个比喻来审判我们。
According to these three parables.
这第一个比喻是十个童女的比喻。
The first parable is a parable of the ten virgins.
主要是五个有准备油，五个没有准备油。
For the five who had prepared oil and the five who did not.
他们都在等待新娘。
They were all waiting for the bridegroom.
而且十个全部睡着。
And they had fallen asleep.
不是说那个有准备的没有睡着，全睡着。
Not just the ones who did not prepare, but all of them had fallen asleep.
因为等太久了。
Because they had waited for a long
time. 突然之间，新娘来了，哎，新郎来了。
Then all of a sudden, the groom had come.
大家都起床要点灯。
Everyone arose and they needed to light the lamps.
但是那个五个鱼没有准备油的呢，发觉他油不够。
But the foolish virgins who did not prepare the oil realized that it was not enough.
哎，所以向那个聪明有准备油的来借。
So they asked the wise and wanted to borrow some oil.
哎，那个聪明那个有准备油的说我不够啊，我自己只能够我自己啊。
But then the wise virgins had answered and said that no, because there is not enough for us.
你自己赶快去买。
You must go and buy some.
哎，他们去买的时候门就关了。
But when they went to buy the oil, then the door had closed.
哎，他们进不来，主人不给他进来。
And it was shut so that the masters would not let them come in.
我们可以看得出来，将来审判是个人负责的。
We can see that judgment day is what is responsible for each individual.
这是事实啊。
This is a fact.
弟兄姊妹现在是互相帮忙。
Brothers and sisters, today we are helping each other.
夫妻是互相帮忙。
And husband and wives are helping each other.
但是审判的时候是个人负责。
But when judgment day comes, each individual is responsible.
自己准备自己的油。
And they need each needs to prepare his own oil.
但是现在我们活着说可以互相的鼓励啊，两个都一起准备啊。
While we are living now, then we can encourage each other and work together.
这个比喻在讲什么？
What is this parable discussing?
我们看25章12节。
So get chapter 25, 13节。Verse
13. 结论是什么？
What is the conclusion?
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子、那时辰你们不知道。重要是警醒啊。
We need to watch and be cautious.
警醒当然包括读经的祷告，不是只有祷告而已。你读经、祷告、聚会都是啊。
Of course, this would include reading the Bible, praying, or attending services.
警醒代表你随时随地都是醒，都是很警醒的。
Being watchful means that you are always alert.
这什么意思？
What does this
就是随时随地你都有神的话。
That at all times and all places you have the word of God.
尤其我们在做决定的时候。
Especially when we are making decisions.
你要用神的话来做决定的标准。
You need to use God's words as the standards for
decision making. 你每一次做一个决定，不管大小，你都会用圣经来做标准，你就很是警醒了，这很简单。
Every time you're making a decision, whether it is big or small, as long as you do according to God's word, then you will be fine, but not according to your own will.
你做决定的时候，你可以翻得出来经节，而且很良心、很平安的说，我就是照这个经节做。
If when you are making decisions, then you can open a Bible and find a relevant verse and say that I will do according to this way.
不是。不是反过来啊
，Not the other way around.
不是，我已经做了这件事情
，That I have already done this.
才找经节来符合你
，And then I will find the verses to accompany.
有很多人呢，有一些人呢、啊，做事是这样子的
，It is how some people will work.
已经做了一件事情
，They have already done something.
才打电话给圣工人员、圣职人员
，And then they make a call to holy workers.
哎呀，圣经有哪一节可以证明我做的是对？
That there are some verses in the Bible to prove that what I've done is correct.
我们不要笑，我们自己每个人常常都会这样子。
Because every one of us perhaps has done this.
我们常常会有这种的想法。
Or we often have this mindset.
这种小侥幸的想法。
And this is a incorrect way.
我们要警醒。
And we need to be alert.
要常常学习神的话。
We need to often learn about
the word of God. 好像小孩子一样。
Like children.
每一次都好像小孩子一样。
And every time to be like a child.
每一次翻开圣经，每一次跪下祷告。
Every time when we open the Bible and or kneel down to pray.
每一次听道理。
Every time we're listening to a sermon.
甚至每一次做圣工。
Every time we're doing holy work.
都好像小孩子一样。
Like a child.
主耶稣，你带领我。
Lord Jesus, please.
没有你带领，我就会走错。
Without your guidance, then I will go astray.
这种人不是没有信心。
It is not to say that this type of person has no faith.
这种人是有信心。
This type of person has faith.
对神有信心。
Because he has faith in God.
对自己没有信心。
He does not have faith in himself.
这种人就是会警醒的人。
This type of person is one who is alert.
所以神给他再多的责任，他都不会倒下来。
That no matter how much responsibility he is given by God, then he will not fall.
警醒非常的重要。
It is very important to be alert.
所以神将来审判，看你平常之间有没有警醒。
So in the future, when God is judging, then He will see whether or not we have been alert.
你没有办法装的啦。
And you cannot pretend this.
那个是你的生活习惯。
It is part of your habits.
你的 lifestyle.
Your lifestyle.
你这个人如果生活警醒的人。
If in your life you are alert.
你会过哪一种生活？不一样的啦。
the type of life that you lead is different.
你不警醒的人会过哪一种生活？不一样的。
If you are not alert, then you will lead a different lifestyle.
我们今天怎么知道这个人有警醒呢？
Today, how do we know if this person is alert?
看他有没有属灵的生活习惯。
And see whether or not if he has a spiritual lifestyle.
这是值得我们去思考的事情。
This is something we can reflect upon.
这样子啊，就会比较让我们有一个具体的东西了。
And this can be something that is more solid for us.
第二个，是14节到30节。
And second, from verse 14 to 30.
那个主人分了三个，把他的家产、家业啊，分给三个仆人。
Which is when a wealthy man has divided to divide his wealth in three parts.
按照他的能力啊，给不同的钱。
And to his, to his servants, he had given different talents for them to go into the market for business.
是能力强的给多一点。
For someone who is stronger in their abilities, they are given more.
能力弱的给少一点。
Someone who has less talents are given less.
我们在教会里面看得很清楚啊，
we can
每个人是不一样啊。
In church, everyone has different talents.
但是将来神要来审，来还账啊，来跟你算账。
But in the end, when God is going to come to calculate his profits with you.
原则很简单。
It is.There's a very simple principle.
神说，我多给你，我就向你多拿。
And God has said that if I have given you more, then I would like to take more
from you. 我给你少的，给你少拿。
If I have given less to you, then I will take less from
you. 你有很多的恩赐，你应该在教会里面服侍。我就要期待你在教会里面好好的服侍。
If you have been greatly blessed with many different talents, then I would expect you to do well and to do much in church.
你已经，比如说年老了、生病了，神没有期待你很多。
For example, if you're older or if you have certain weaknesses, God would not expect as much from you.
你就保持信仰就好了。
Just hold fast to your faith.
就是这按你神给我们多少来将来审判我们。
So we would be judged according to how much God has given us.
我们每一个人都知道。
Every one of us knows.
有一个条件。
That there's
有一个情形。
There's a situation.
你要尽力去做。
That you.And the standard is that you need to work
hard. 不在乎你的那个结果是什么。
It does not matter what the result will be.
在乎我们服侍神的心态。
What matters is our attitude when we are serving.
这很重要。
Which is very important.
从人的角度来看。
From man's perspective.
如果这件事情都很大家都看得到的事情。
If it is something that everyone can see.
大家都很重视的事情。
And everyone values.
每一个人来做这个都会很警醒。
When everyone is doing this, everyone is working hard.
如果有一件事情，教会一件事情，人家都看不到。
If there's something in church that no one can see.
你有准备没准备，也没人跟你讲。
Whether or not you have prepared, then no one will tell you.
那个时候，我们的心态就会比较放松。
And at that time, then our attitude might be relaxed.
那是不好的现象。
Which is not good.
有的人听说我们在宗教教育要检讨的时候，有人在讲有的老师到明天呢，他要讲课，他还不知道他讲课。
In religious education, someone has mentioned that maybe if they are teaching the next day, they still was not aware of this.
我在想，不是只有宗教教育老师说不定正道的也有啊。
I don't think that it is just limited to religious education, but perhaps even for sermon speakers.
要上课前五分钟，赶快把课本拿来看一看。
Or 5 minutes before class, and they just quickly skim through the textbook.
因为没有人看到。
Because no one can see this.
但是神看得到。
But God can.
你不能不尽力。
You must work hard.
神审判看我们有没有尽力。
And when God is judging, He is seeing whether or not we have worked hard.
你可以告诉神说：“我很忙啊，我忙得要命啊。”
To the best of our abilities, and you can tell God and say that I am very, very busy.
但是神要问你。
But God will ask you.
你休息的时候你在做什么？
What were you doing when you were resting?
你是在看电视啊？
Were you watching TV?
还是在做什么？
Or what else were you doing?
如果你连休息的时间都为神做。
If even when you are resting, you are resting for God.
这次在那个大专班在费城有一个弟兄见证。
This time at Philadelphia Church, when we had the College Youth Convocation, there was a brother who testified.
我想去参加的人都得到很多造就。
I think that for all those who attended were edified.
他读的一个学校非常忙。
The school that he attends has a lot of schoolwork.
而且又是三年级，功课很重。
And especially when he was a junior and had a lot of schoolwork.
他在暑假的时候，那个青年神学班的时候，他祷告感动，神啊，我要养成读祷告的习惯。
And over the summer after NYTS, he had determined that he prayed to God and said that God, I would like to have a habit of praying.
但是在那种学校读书啊，大概没有时间了，太忙了。
But to study at a school like that with the law of schoolwork is very hard to concentrate.
他找到一个时间。
But he found one time.
就是中午吃饭的时间。
Which is lunch, during when you eat.
他就跟神，暑假的时候就跟神讲，神啊，我这学期一定要这样子做祷告。
So then over the summer, then he had told God that, God, I think that I need to pray in this way.
中午休息吃饭40分钟。
And at lunchtime, he has 40 minutes.
他要走到那个图书馆，要去祷告。
When he wants to walk to the library to pray.
所以扣起来大概只有30分钟。
Actually, if you take out the walking time, then he has 30 minutes.
他就去祷告。
And so he goes to pray.
就这样维持了一学期。
And like this, he went on for a whole semester.
神没有顾他。
And God did not take this for granted.
他说，圣经里面讲，先求神的国、神的义，其他都要给你呀。
And like it is written in the Bible, it says that seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all the things will be given to you.
他那学期的成绩是最好。
And that semester, his grades were actually the best out of all his semesters.
尽力的问题啦。
It depends on whether or not you have worked to the best of your abilities.
你只要尽力，就五分钟也没有关系。
As long as you work hard, it doesn't matter if it's just for 5 minutes.
如果我们有一个钟头，连五分钟都拿不出来。
If in 1 hour we can't even take away 5 minutes.
像这个地方里面所讲的。
Like what is written here.
那个拿1000的就埋在地里面。
For the one that had taken 1 talent and just buried it to the ground.
我们信徒明明知道神将来是看我们的尽力来审判我们。
And for us believers, we know that in the future, when God is judging, He is looking according to our talents.
你竟然把它不管它。
Yet you have ignored it.
所以神就根据这句话来审判你。
And according to this, God will judge you.
把那个人绑起来丢到外面去。
And bound that person and cast him out.
最后一个比喻就是山羊绵羊的比喻。
The last parable is the parable between the goat and the lamb.
重点在爱心。
And the emphasis is on love.
而且重点是在爱谁。
And the emphasis is on who to love.
主耶稣说，连恶人都会爱他喜爱的人啊。
And Jesus has said that even the wicked will love those that he loves.
每一个人多多少少都会爱人啊。
Every single person will at least love some people.
坏人也会爱他的子女啊。
Even bad people will love their children.
但是那个算吗？
But does that count?
那个是不是审判的标准？
Is that the standard of judgment?
不是。
No.
主耶稣说是那个需要的人，你去帮忙他。
Lord Jesus said that it is when people are in need and you go to help them.
那就坐在主耶稣的身上。
Which is doing it on Jesus.
什么是需要的人？
What type of people are those in need?
生病的。
People who are ill.
贫穷痛苦的。
In poverty.
需要安慰的。
Who need comfort.
在监牢里面的。
In jail.
就是这种需要的人。
And these type of people are in need.
物质上、精神上、灵性上需要的，我们去鼓励、关怀他。
Those who are in need physically and or mentally, spiritually, we need to comfort them.
主耶稣就用这样子来审判我们。
And Jesus will judge us according to this.
马太福音25章是对信徒讲的。
In Matthew chapter 5, this was written and spoken to the disciples.
因为神给我很多的恩典。
Because God has given us many blessings,
又把神的律法告诉我们,
and has told us about God's laws.
他期待我们能够坐上去。
He expects us to sit up in heaven.
除了我们的良心以外,
other than our conscience.
这是值得我们去注意的地方。
This is what we need to be aware of.
所以今天早上讲到现在。
So this morning until now when we have been speaking.
耶稣基督，主耶稣死里复活是基本，是我们救恩的基本。
The foundation, the basis for our salvation is that Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected. Because he had risen and become alive.
他胜过死。
He overcame death.
我们信他，我们将来也会活。
If we believe in him, then we will also live.
我们每一个人活的时候有灵性的身体。
Every one of us, when we are alive, then we have this body.
那如果我们能够承受天国，那就感谢神。
If we can inherit the kingdom of heaven, then thank God.
我们要好好的努力。
We need to work hard.
努力也除了我们要用我们的心，按照我们的心的良心来做。
So other than when we are working with our conscience,
我们要警醒。
We need to be alert.
随时有尊神为大。
And to always make sure that God's word is our basis.
要确定我们随时随地有神的话。
And we need to make sure that at all times and all places we have the word of God.
不在乎这个结果，最后的结果，但是在乎我们的尽力没有。
We should not worry about the result that we will yield, but whether or not we have worked to the best of our abilities.
爱人的对象要针对那需要的人。
And we need to love people based upon their needs.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May Jesus guide us.
愿这些都能够对大家有帮助，对彼此有帮助。
Hopefully, what we have shared is going to be helpful for all of us.
我们要一起来祷告。
Now we are going to pray.
我们还是继续为肉体欠安的人祷告。
We'll continue to pray for those who have physical illnesses.
这个就是我们爱人的表现。
This is how we show that we love people.
感谢神啊，教会弟兄姊妹里面啊，有一些人啊，不是少数啊，有些人真的很关心其他需要的弟兄姊妹。
Thank God that in our church are some people who truly care for the brothers and sisters in the church.
打电话啦
，Where they call？
接送啦
，Or take care of the transportation,
祷告啦
and praying for them.
真的是按照圣经来做，我们感谢神。
Truly according to the Bible, we thank God.
有一些慕道朋友，我们继续为他们祷告。
And we'll continue to pray for the true seeker friends.
能明白神的正道，
神的
福气。
Understand the truth and the blessing of God.
如果愿意被，就是比较专心的，要接受按手的，可以到前面来。
If you like to concentrate more or receive the laying of hands, you can come to the front.
大概有20分钟的祷告。
I'll pray for about 20 minutes.
我们一起跪下祷告。
Kneel down together to pray.